What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey guys, it's Arden Marine. Just a reminder that we are live tweeting the episode next Monday night, June 20th. It'll be 8 p.m. Pacific time. Please join us. Hashtag Rose Party. Hashtag WYATR. We look forward to it. We can't wait to hear your thoughts. And then we're going to be periscoping live during the commercials. Okay. Hope you enjoy the episode. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you.
Will you accept this rose? Will you accept this rose into your world? You accept this rose.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special episode of Will You Accept This Rose? I am Arda Marine, my co-host Aaron Foley. She's on a revolution. She's Aaron in the revolution, doing something somewhere, but we love her. But I have with me, first of all, we're waiting for Thomas Middleditch, star of Silicon Valley. He should be here shortly, but we wanted to get on. Before he got here, I'm here with my two producers, the head of the whole Nerdist podcast syndicate, Katie Levine is in house. And of course, the creator of the beautiful artwork that you see, the very elegant artwork that you see every week.
The artwork.
I want to, will you pronounce your last name correctly for me? Anna.
Hosnier.
Hosnier. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Well, okay. I just need to address this. I feel like not since Nick Viall came back for Caitlyn has there been such anticipation, scandals, rumors. Where is the secret episode for Will You Accept This Rose? Where is it? We want Christian. First of all, fans out there, can I just tell you, we feel the exact same way. We recorded an episode, and it's the same, and Katie and Anna were here, and Patrick Brewster was here, and Rob was here, Rob Benedict, and Aaron Foley, and I don't think it's an exaggeration when I say it was the best hour of my life. I mean, have you ever seen me in such a frenzy?
You were excited, but I was also... Just
you were like just
mind.
Screaming.
I mean,
nonstop screaming.
Aristotle, who is recording right now, said he was downstairs last because we recorded Meltdown Comics, and he said that he was down in the store of Meltdown and heard just me screaming. I mean, here's the thing, guys. We recorded it. We tried to behave. I guess we went in too deep, like Barbara Walters. I don't know, but ABC is like ghosting us. Like, yeah. We had to like get permission, and ABC is just like ghosting us. Maybe. I honestly feel like I got all of you listeners out there I went to Europe and I got the greatest present for you, and I almost got it on the plane, and then customs, like, border stopped me. And it was like, I can't even.
It still might come out. We don't know yet.
We don't know
yet.
We're trying
so
come
hard.
Come on, ABC. We yeah. try to be. We love, like, we're not trying to. We don't want spoilers. I swear I don't go on the websites where the spoilers are because I don't. We weren't. We don't
oh,
want
yeah,
secrets.
No, we don't
want
to know.
We don't want to know. And so ABC, if you're listening, please let us air it. Please, please.
Yeah, I don't even think it was that bad.
No, let's just talk for a second. Before, first of all, how cute was Christian Bishop?
You I mean, adorable.
He made adorable.
Me he smelled really good.
He smelled good. He was. His face was so handsome.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt his bicep. And I felt, it was like I could do pull-ups on it. It was the manly, he was the man. I hang out with guys in like Batman t-shirts. Like, this is the manliest human. Wasn't he beautiful?
He was gorgeous. He gave me faith in men again. I was like, wow.
He was
just
a legit
be cool
good guy.
And on The Bachelor. Like, you're so chill.
And beautiful.
And he was so sweet.
And I would say, like, what was fun. I know that since I feel like we were investigative reporters. And so we're going to have to come and we're going to report to you a little right now what we found out. Like, without any spoilers, I think the takeaway was, I think we were touched by, as he discussed, the guys in the house, the level, the deep, true bond of friendship that these guys have.
I was surprised at that. No, do you think the women get the same sort of friendship? I'm thinking no.
I think
the
so.
Women all secretly
probably
hate
not.
Each other. They're all frenemies.
Right. Yeah, frenemies. Yeah.
I think some of them do get along, but the men, they really get a bond.
Yeah, it becomes like
it's
a fraternity.
It's like a frat house. Yeah. Well, and he was saying, and this is no spoiler, like if you watch Unreal or something, like you see that they're basically sequestered. You see they don't have phones with them. They don't have magazines. There's no TV on. Yeah. So like if you think about it, for any
Why
of us...
Why can't they just watch TV, though? I don't get that.
I don't know. I think they want to make them... I think it might be like to get them so they're so vulnerable that they'll apparently they get asked about their feelings a lot all day. And so like they're a little more open and they're bonding with each other. So like I think particularly these are some pretty manly dudes that are in there. They probably are talking about their feelings way more than they ever did with like the guy on their football team in high school, you know. But I was touched by their level of friendship.
I was too. How much they like really seem to like each other.
And they FaceTime each other.
They FaceTime
so
each other.
I don't even FaceTime my best friend.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Either.
Yeah. No, we're not allowed to say anything, but we might have been nodding and FaceTime somebody, but we're not going to say who. And it might have been like the greatest moment of my life. I'm just going to do some just some housekeeping up top. By the way, we love getting your emails, and I'm going to read a few that we've gotten. rosepodcast@gmail.com. I got to tell you, we've been getting tweets from people in Sweden. I've been people like this keep reaching out. We will read them on the air here. Okay, this was from Andrea Johnson. She emailed, and we read hers last week on the air. I'll throw down. We asked if we thought the thing with Evan and Chad, if he fronted Chad in the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
So she said,
I didn't see it.
She said, without looking at the instant replay, I definitely think Evan put himself in the awkward position of getting his shirt ripped. I don't think he pushed Chad, but he should have let him out of the aisle first. Okay, you know what?
So Chad could have, like, attacked him outside
exactly.
and pushed him down the stairs?
Yeah, you definitely want some backup.
I think he was going to attack him no matter what. And I think Evan, because I didn't see a push either, but I think Evan was being a little more like, hey, man, get out of my way.
I know. He's been such a tool.
He's been such a tool. With his fucking headband.
Well, I went and rewatched the footage, and they just kind of have like a weird, awkward, like.
Little dance.
Yeah.
You did.
Not,
you watched
there's
it.
There was no shoving. It's
there was no
like,
shoving.
It was just like awkward more than anything.
And I would imagine that their adrenaline's pumping. Chad may or may not be on some substance, so there's extra adrenaline.
He definitely should have waited for Chad to get out.
Yeah, you don't want to poke the chair. Yeah. He told you don't poke the Chad bear. He keeps poking the Chad bear. And like, what do you think is going to happen when you poke the Chad bear?
Especially after that, like, just don't go near him.
Yeah. By the way,
go sit somewhere else.
Yeah. Somebody pointed out.
Exactly.
Hide behind the other men.
Yeah.
So go behind the men. Yeah. I'll put it that way.
I had a yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was mean.
That was good. That was all right. That was mean, but all right. Then we have from Katie Farrell emailed in, hi, Arden and Aaron. I love the podcast and your commentary on the show this season. Thank you so much. She wrote in to share her group's bachelor choices. She won the draft last year. So her husband, her cousin, and their husband play. And her husband's name is The Jerk on the sheet. And apparently she says that he has terror. Let's see who The Jerk picked. The Jerk picked. So they only do it like we did it with Paget via photos. They picked Robbie, Derek, and Vinny. I don't even know who any of them are. I know Vinny.
Vinny's the cool, like, New Yorker guy or whatever.
But he's got a crazy bad haircut. He's a hairdresser, but he's got the bad,
And then Derek's Robbie.
Eyes.
Derek, oh, Derek has the really pretty blue eyes. They went to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
I like him. But he's the one that Chad got all on his face.
He even stood up to Chad.
But he didn't even do anything to Chad to warrant that. I was like, everyone else to be so much more of an asshole to Chad. Mm-hmm. And then Robbie's the swimmer who, like, we know nothing about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was the swimmer that
put
JoJo on the thing in a way that Padgett liked. But I would have been happy to have somebody do that to me, just not Robbie the swimmer. some of the tweets we got, D. Williams emailed, "I'm totally using Life's Not All Blueberries and Paper Planes in my everyday life."
That is great.
You know what? When in doubt, that's our TED Talk for you guys out here. This is our service to you. When you panic and if you're in a meeting, you're in a board meeting, some job interview, and you don't know what to say, just pull the phrase "Life's not all blueberries and paper planes" out, and you can guarantee yourself a spot at the board table.
Yeah.
And then we got from Allison, forgive me if I mispronounce your name, Allison Schroenrock, "I believe in Santa again." And this is people, and this is what we want to talk about with Thomas when he comes. I cannot wait to talk about Bachelor in Paradise lineup.
I'm so excited.
I mean, when that hit the internet yesterday, I got excited. I felt crazy again.
Can we talk about it a little bit right now?
I mean,
why the fuck is Chad on there? I mean, are they trying to endanger everyone's life
again?
That's
the thing. That's the thing. It's like, Chad,
it's going to be great for television, but terrifying for those humans.
I kind of wasn't surprised, but I was kind of also like, is it a good idea?
But that's the thing. It's like ABC. You're going to roll the dice and send Chad to Mexico, but you won't let us air our like little Bachelorette podcast.
Exactly.
I think that's more of a roll of a dice.
Yeah.
You're sending him to Mexico, like when he's going to have like Mexican steroids, like who knows what kind of.
And they're
like,
going to be like next to an ocean where you could easily drown people.
Yeah. When he said, when there's going to be torsos in the pool with no arms and legs.
Yeah.
Like when he's like, a la Farmacia, por favor. Like, we better run, go screaming for the hills. We got Debbie Wiseman. Debbie Wiseman was excited about Chad being in going to Bachelor Paradise. She said, "I'm eating cold cuts and raw yams in celebration."
Dude, he's gonna like kill a crab and eat it on the beach. Like,
oh,
he's just gonna like,
yeah, you're right.
Worse.
He's gonna be like that raccoon. If that raccoon comes back from last season,
I looked at his Instagram because saw that stuff.
And also
rerouted.
Yeah,
and apparently it's a sweet potato. It's not a yam.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Same
thing. It's a little different.
Isn't it? I thought it was
Aristotle, will you Google if you got
I thought you were vegan. You might not.
Will you Google if our yam and sweet potato the same thing?
I don't know. I was like, sweet potato.
Now you
changes the game.
Now you've watched every season.
Yeah.
Nikki St. G was asking, "I was just daydreaming about this. Picking a previous female contestant to match with Evan, maybe Mackenzie from Chris's
same
season."
Thing.
Oh yeah, she was a weirdo.
Yam and sweet potato
the same thing.
Okay. Yeah,
she was the one that like really liked aliens, and they went to oh my god, where did they go? They went to the Escondite in downtown, and it was like really weird because I go there a lot, and I was just like, why the fuck are they at this bar? It was very confusing.
You guys, I just want to, and I want to give a shout out to our special listener, Maria Carlson in Sweden. She said, "I just accepted your rose from Sweden. I'm obsessed with the franchise, but have no one to talk to because she's in Sweden. I follow it live. I'm with the pods and whatever, but I have no one to talk to about the trauma. So I'm thankful I discovered your pod. So like, thanks for being a friend." You're welcome. It is our pleasure that we have a listener in Sweden. It is such a joy.
Cool.
Guys. I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I'm sorry that I feel like I let down our listeners. But I will say this. If your anticipation, if it makes you feel any better, it truly was the greatest hour of my. I mean, it was like we caught Santa Claus. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like we caught Santa Claus and got to grill. There was like five of us in a lineup because Rob was supposed to leave and Rob just decided to stay.
Like, he was like, "I'm staying. I have to meet."
And like Padgett was crouching on some weird non-chair. We dug basically somebody's like iPod mic out like to try to like get enough for everybody because we all couldn't believe that we had a true celebrity in our midst. And that celebrity was Christian Bishop, newly eliminated Bachelor.
Yeah.
He was so cute. He was so cute.
Great.
All right.
So kind. That's all I could ever want.
All right, ladies.
Oh, also, though, real quick, yeah. Jubilee.
Oh, my
Jubilee.
God.
Jubilee. Oh, I'm so excited about Jubilee.
I know.
Do you think she and Jared could make a good couple? I think so.
If she chills out, I think.
See,
I
now,
think
this is
chilling.
What I want to talk to you about with Thomas. I want to talk. This is all don't know. I don't want to. I know we love the Jubes.
I love Jubilee.
She's going to look hot in a bikini, too.
And then who else? Fuck, there was someone else that I was like excited about.
No, we gotta save it. We gotta save it. We gotta save it. All right, we'll be right back, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One little question.
What's happening?
When you accept this rose. When you accept this rose into your world.
Accept this rose into your world. Oh my God. Will you accept this rose? This is Arda Marine. I am so excited. We booked this a while ago, and we didn't know it wasn't going to be an episode a week where there was a showing. And we were so happy to have you. We were like, we got to record anyway. And lo and behold, last night they announced the Bachelor in Paradise cast. Sitting with me right here, the star of Silicon Valley, Thomas Middleditch.
Yay.
Oh my God.
Yay.
You're probably best known as your work as a huge Bachelor fan, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was with my blog posts.
Oh my God! No, because I was reading People Magazine as I do, and
as I want to do,
and I saw that you said somewhere that you your secret guilty pleasure is The Bachelor.
I do like The Bachelor. Now I started watching. I haven't watched it for the 20 years or whatever.
I started last year, and yeah. I've now I have a podcast. I started at Caitlin's season. This is my third one ever.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not too much more. I started to watch Desiree's season.
Sure.
As a joke, as a way to court my now wife.
Yes.
To be like, hey, this is fun. Look, yes. We're watching The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And I remember the song they had to sing, like, Right Reasons, Right Reasons. They made him sing a rap. It was
Yes.
So we all had a good laugh. And then we got back very much in earnest for Prince Farming's episode.
I missed that now that I'm in so hard that I actually have a podcast about it. Came to me in a fever dream, Thomas. I was like, I need to be able to talk to this about with like-minded people.
I hear you.
But
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because I watched it, but like, so I hear from what my grandma told me about the farmer of lore. I heard that it was like, the girls were all into him. He was really hot. And then they all went to this town and it had like one stoplight and you could see a lot of them wanted to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. What's it called? Something. What was it called? The town?
Oh, Aristotle. Will you look it up?
Aristotle. It shares a name with something else, but it's not that other thing. It was a bummer. But, he's a great example. Well, that particular moment's a great example of like, so you meet these people, especially on the first night, they'll come out the limo. And
yeah,
like,
sure.
Well, they're all attractive. Right. They really have trouble meeting people.
Yeah.
There's lamenting about how single they are. And he was a great example of like, oh, that's why.
Yeah, because
you live in a
you're stuck.
Population 200 farm town.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes,
Arlington, Iowa. not Arlington, Virginia.
I thought there was an Arlington, Texas. Isn't that where Hank Hill's from? King of the Hill, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So this is Arlington, Iowa.
I'll tell you when I'm going to confess, I didn't watch The Bachelor, but I might have been the only human. And may I recommend this to you and your bride? Mm. If you enjoy a good dating show, I somehow watched three seasons on the CMT, the country music channel. It was Sweet Home Alabama. It was 12 city guys and 12 country guys competing for the heart of a cowgirl.
Oof.
And so basically they would cast like the worst, like sort of the biggest dirtbags from like Jersey Shore. But then they'd have like these real hot, lonely farmers who were like legit coming on from like Arlington.
It's got an angle. Sounds like it has an angle.
Oh my God, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. So then I came in last year with Caitlin. Kind of as a, like, I came in, somebody told me you need to watch it, so I watched it, and then I was mesmerized. I'm like, between Tony the healer, who like had,
yes,
and then with the Chad.
Now we've got a Chad.
No. Clint and JJ. Now, do you do Bachelor in Paradise as well?
Yes. That's almost the best one.
Because the editors.
I don't know because I don't have the database, the log of Bachelors and stuff in my mind. Yeah. But it feels like in the past X amount of years, four years, essentially since I started watching, this show has become more of a cultural touchstone. Now, that just could be because I'm into it and now, like, one of Bachelor Nation, I suppose, which is so sad to say.
Well, I have...
But I don't know. I don't know if it's considered among the Bachelor heads to be, like, in its golden years now, but it just, I mean... I don't know. The show is incredible. It's what a masterclass of producing and manipulation and terrible things.
Do you watch Unreal as well?
No. Everybody says that. That's
you should watch it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Talk to me, Thomas. Talk to me.
Here's why. Everyone says that. I say this is why I like it. And they go, well, you should watch Unreal.
You want the mystery.
No. I want real people.
Yeah.
Suffering and feeling. Right. Like, I'm sure it's a very well-written show. I'm sure it's very well-executed. I'm sure it's a great show. That's not why I like The Bachelor. I like The Bachelor because I want to see the people fail. I want to see them cry. And I want to see them convince themselves they're in love, having met the person for only like a total of 20 minutes.
Well, here's what... That's the thing that's amazing about Chad. And I'm just pulling up so we... What's amazing about Chad was when, like, early on, before we realized he actually was... before he said the torso's in the pool without the arms and the legs. Like, before he got to that level of Chad.
Yeah.
Like, what he was saying...
Was real.
Was like the Sports Center. It's like, bro, you live this long. You can't fucking wait 24 more hours. Like, you didn't know. Yes. How do you know? I don't know if I love you. Like, what he's saying is logical.
He said all the stuff that I think when I watch the show, it's like they've met the person for no time.
Yeah.
And then their talking head is like, I feel like she could be the one. And like, I'm in love. And I want to be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're emotionally unstable.
Yeah. Yes.
You're an insane person if you say that.
But it's also like, so I knew somebody who used to work as a producer there, and she said you have the people who want to be on TV.
She is nasty. She is real into S&M.
She said you also have the people who really believe in like fate. So it's like that weird, like this is meant to be, and they believe like, no, this is destiny. Like this is the, this was like
you get that sense that there are people that do that.
I feel like Luke has that. I feel like Luke this season, Marine. He's got a little bit of destiny. God bless him.
Bless him. Yes, there's that. You know, I also ran into, and you'd know him because he was on Caitlin's season, I ran into Nick.
But yeah, tell me.
I was out at a bar watching some bands. No, this was not even a band show. I was just at a bar.
He hangs out with comedians sometimes. He's friends with someone, like, he's friends with, like, J.C. Coakley.
Maybe. That was not the connective tissue. I think he was just there.
Oh, my God.
And he actually hit on my wife.
Yeah!
And I was like, yes, that's great.
You would have given her a free pass. If the Cranberries were playing and you were in a church in Ireland, she could have like at least dry humped him like at some church that needed money.
Did you have to let it linger is what I said.
Oh, my God.
No, but so I quickly let that slide, no big deal. And I said, hey, Nick. Love with me. You probably get this question all the time
because
it's probably so annoying. Yeah. But like, how real is it? Like, what am I seeing? Am I seeing just puppetry? Am I seeing clever editing? Like, do you watch the show and be like, oh, they use me and abuse me and spat me out? And he was like, well, obviously there's editing. Obviously there's some writing. They're like kind of feeding you a few things to say in the talking head. But pretty much like in terms of personalities, what you see is what you get.
Wow.
Like, you kind of get to see... And that includes people who think they're like outsmarting the game.
Yes.
Like you see that element, right?
Yes.
Like, nobody's that smart that they can just like pull one over on all of everybody who smells that stuff a mile away.
Well, it was interesting, so we had Christian Bishop on, who ABC's not letting us air it, but this is Christian. We had him on last week.
Aww.
He was adorable. He was so sweet. What was interesting, he was saying that at a certain point, at first it is weird to be in front of the cameras. And he goes, but at a certain point, the weirder factor, you get used to the cameras, you sort of befriend the guys. The weirder factor is that, and he kept calling her Joelle, not JoJo. He goes, Joelle's a celebrity. So it's more that a celebrity's entered the room and that changes the dynamics.
Yeah.
More that, like, which is interesting that you have this, like, celebrity coming in and that everybody wants to impress the celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Were you so starstruck when you met Nick?
Not starstruck. I have been the most bizarrely starstruck when I've met reality TV stars.
Yeah.
I remember I went crazy when I met this guy, Harold, who was the season one Top Chef winner.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, Harold, I'm at your restaurant. I love your food.
Oh, my God. I met a Top Chef. I met one of the Voltaggio brothers, and I couldn't have been weirder about it. I was like, oh, my God, you're the bad boy chef. You're the bad boy.
Of course.
It was the Cain and Abel of Top Chef.
Of course. But I was pretty composed around. I had one on him at this point. A, he hit on my wife.
What did he do?
I think he was just. It wasn't untoward. He just. It's as a guy wants to do. He liked what he saw and he made a move. I don't even know if we were married at that point.
Right.
If we had rings and
how
stuff.
How did he
like
hit?
That.
What did he? He was just like.
I don't know. I think he was just like, "What's up?" And she had to be like, "I'm sorry, I'm with that guy." That's fine. I've done that.
You know,
if I'm single, I'm out at bars. I'm hitting on anything that looks at me.
Absolutely. Oh my God. When I met Thomas years ago. We did improv together at UCB. We did a lot of Stephen Ruddy shows. It was like me and Scott Adsit and a gun. There was always like a pistol. But then he was trying to do, it was like, we did Grab a Water, but then there was one he was trying to do that was like.
If a pistol is introduced in the first act, it was like three of us.
It was like you, me, and it might have been Tammy Sager and Scott Adsit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember doing some bizarre, like gothic. I don't know.
That's a rule. Isn't that Chekhov's rule? Chekhov's gun, I think it's called.
I think we might have done Chekhov's. We did a few of those together. But you were not married, but now you're married, and she got you into The Bachelor. When I saw The Bachelor, I was like, how? I honestly thought, I was like, who the fuck still watches that? Who gives up that many? It's the greatest thing. Do you feel crazy when you watch it? Like, you need to talk about it? So this last week, these two hour... The Chad. I had a friend recently point out one exciting thing because that cut of him with his finger going down after he's whistled through the woods. My friend pointed out that they'd actually been like helicopter lifted to that hiking site with the machete and the axe.
And then he walked all the way back. I don't know. See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think it's important to not trust The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like the show.
Right.
Because... It's from like the previews of what's to come.
Yeah.
They trick you all the time.
They make you think there
was a fight in the pool and that didn't happen at all.
Or like last season when Ben, like with all the spoilers, they made it seem like he changed his mind. Like with the phone call, he said no to one and then changed his mind.
It actually adds to the brilliance because as much as they're manipulating the people in the show, they're also manipulating us. They're psychopaths. The people who run that show are not... from this world.
No, it's amazing.
And we fall into it. So I think, you know, like what we're going to see, I guess, next week.
Yeah, with Chad.
Is probably not as intense as what they want us to believe.
Yeah, he'd be like, I forgot some of my protein shakes.
And he probably didn't. Because, like, you know, last season when they left...
Olivia
on the beach, cold and shivering.
That was like, incredible.
There's no way that they did because there's a camera there.
Yeah.
And what's the really awkward part is, you know, they're going to be like, okay, sweetie, just stand there. if you can look sad, you know, I'm sure you are. God, I feel so sorry. I feel for you right now.
Oh my God.
But just if you could hold that look, because we're just going to get a couple shots.
Oh my God.
Because they had to do a helicopter.
It was
amazing.
They
probably did a couple takes.
And they had a blowhole. There was like blowholes coming up. It was incredible.
And she's like,
it was incredible.
And so she just got dumped, embarrassed on television. Now she's cold. The reality of that, and also with the Prince Farming when Ashley was crying in the desert, like you can tell there's a pullback CG shot, and you're like, well, I can tell they're orchestrating.
Was that the one that was they left her in Badlands? Is that the one?
The Badlands.
I missed the Badlands. I've heard about it, obviously. Now
it's
I have
legend.
A
legend. It's Bachelor lore.
I've heard all about the Badlands.
Yeah, but they just they're tricky, and I love those moments that the. When you really sort of think about the reality of that, so there's a crew left on the beach. There's a crew following Chad through the forest.
Yeah.
Apparently, maybe he's. I bet he
well,
got lifted.
By the way, I think they put like a night filter on,
yes,
and he must
it
have.
Looked like
they
a night
must
filter.
Have whistled once, and then they put it on loop,
yes.
like Robert Durst with the Jinx and his burping. They
yes.
put that amazing whistle on loop. Incredible!
Yes.
I can't wait. I want to give you a present right now. Okay, I can't believe you don't know. I'm going to reveal one by one.
I wait till the men tell all or whatever to find out a couple of juicy jammers.
Here we go. These are the 11. These are the so far.
Wait,
this is half.
Do I
the
want to know? Because I take great joy in discovering when they walk down the beach.
No, but there'll be more. They're only announced because there's only two guys announced so far. This is just the first half of people announced.
Okay.
You're not going to be disappointed.
Okay,
number one. Number one. Guess who's coming back for more? Jared.
Oh,
he's coming back.
Jared is one of those dudes that I think is, he, because a lot of the people in the show, they go on the show and then they kind of go back to their regular lives. He's doing appearances.
That's the thing.
Jared and Ashley together do appearances.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Because that's the thing. I looked at him. I'm from Rhode Island. I felt that
because
he was
texting me. This isn't like Hollywood Illuminati. Oh, hey, Jared. I'll see you at the WME party.
With Ashley, hope she's not crying.
Yeah.
Now she's not in it, so I think because last year
she should not.
What happened in that house between she and her sister? The tears, the Disney fantasy.
That is, they've got some deep stuff going on. They've got some severe emotional
trauma.
Fragility.
Anybody that needs to make out with Aladdin that badly, you know what I mean? Like, she was so locked into him being Aladdin and she's Jasmine. Okay,
and
number
perfect,
two.
So perfect.
The twins.
I liked them.
I did too. At first.
The twinners.
I liked
twin
also.
Twin girls. She's showing me pictures of the twin
girls. I liked
girls.
That Haley got tough. Like, once they cut Emily and Haley was there by herself, I was surprised. I felt bad for her when she went to meet Ben's mom and Ben's mom burst into tears at the thought of her being with Haley.
Well, she's. I don't think she's unintelligent or something. I think they're stunted.
Yeah, she's unsophisticated.
And they're a little kids, stealing pink bedrooms kind of stuff. They think that quinoa is gross. I don't like that. It doesn't have chocolate syrup on it.
You're right.
They're like kids. They go crazy for candy. That's all. And as soon as they figure that out, hopefully at one point they do. It'll be hard in Vegas.
And I do remember when they went to their house and how mortified she was. Oh, mom, you saw the photo of my boyfriends all over. There was hiding them.
And of course, all the boyfriends for you are kind of older dudes.
Yeah, they are. And
you got to be an old guy to be into dating one half of a child twin. Child adult twin duo.
And they're professionally, because I got pretty obsessed with them. They are professional twins. They get hired at parties as twins.
They're
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
They're beautiful twins.
Them along with JoJo, actually, they look so much better without all the cover up.
That's the thing. JoJo is so much cuter when she's the tomboy,
and when she just goes natch. But she does so much, much concealers.
Well, when you look at the mom, you look at their brothers in the cowl neck sweaters.
Tejas, man, they're Texas money. Their house is insane. They're Texas money.
You'll enjoy this. I went in deep on research brother was so awful. The brother was so awful.
He's an intense
guy. Like when he mouth kissed her as a greeting, he was such a douche.
Yeah.
So I was like, who is this guy? Here's what's amazing. And
he's probably a guy that's I go into business meetings and I kill. I kill people. And I take the meat with my teeth and I eat the meat in front of the men. He's like Chad, kind of.
Well, I actually thought Chad was going to go farther. Then he got a little crazy. Here's what was after he was so suspicious with Ben about you could all these women. It turns out he was the lead on a Fox dating show. He was the bachelor. It was one that they didn't air all the episodes that Eva Longoria produced, and they had to take it off the air because she dated him. Eva Longoria dated him.
Oh, my God.
Then part of me goes, what's up with JoJo? Do you have a family with two TV bachelor and bachelorettes? What the fuck is wrong with you?
They come from a long line.
Tejas. Okay, so then
they got paid enough money to buy that house.
Oh, my God.
That
house.
I bet these people get paid. Like a grand or something.
Nothing.
It's nothing.
Okay, Lace.
Lace is a hot mess, man. She fine, but she crazy.
She's
straight up crazy.
And here's the thing, Lace was trying. I don't know if you watched After the Rose, but she was she was on with Paul F. Tompkins and Paget. And she was trying to be sober, and they kept trying to get her to say yes to going on. She's like, no, I just want to take care of myself. And lo and behold, they're gonna get four margaritas in her as fast as they can. They don't want sober Lace in Paradise.
So sad.
I know.
I wish all these people the best. I really do. No.
Chad.
Chadler?
Chadler.
The Chadler?
Chad.
That's great.
I know.
That's fucking awesome.
Can you picture Chad and Jorge?
This is what I guess. Just in the question, a question of human psyche.
Talk to me.
Okay. You're Chad.
Yeah.
You've gone on this show. You're kind of an intense guy.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You've perceived the reality of all these people are attacking you. Yeah. I don't doubt that his version of reality is what he truly believes is happening.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But now you've been brought back and you know it's for the reason that you're controversial.
Right.
So now do you go as a person? I'm trying to put myself in Chad's shoes for once.
Oh my God, you're doing some character work here, deep character work.
Am I going to this show kind of aware that people want to see what people want to see. Like, right. Do I get an ego about, like, I'm a dickhead, that's okay, man, that's what people like? Or do I go, I did not like how I came across, this is my chance to redeem myself?
Yeah.
Or, like...
I hope he does.
Where
that.
Do you go mentally?
I hope, you know what? It depends. I
like,
honestly,
the producers like, they love you're a fan favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they tell him it's for being a villain? It's yeah. for being the arguably one of the worst people that's ever graced the Bachelorette stage. Do they say that, or is it because, or just like they love you? It sucks that you got eliminated. You poll really well. You know? Do they build them up?
I mean, he's such a great... Did you know that he bought up all the web domains and routed them
this.
To... Like, he's such a... Like, what's it? He ticks...
He's alpha. He's
a next
meteor.
Level. He's next a, level. Talk yeah. about... He actually could have faced off with JoJo's brothers.
They would have loved him.
Oh, my God. Like, I don't know. Like... Because what was scary about Chad was when he was talking to her, when he confessed that his mom had just died and stuff like that, there was, like... He was charming with her at first.
Yeah. The mom died, like... thing made me go, oh, maybe like just feel like, oh no, what we're watching is not necessarily a guy who goes in and eats meat and says, I'm gonna crush and kill. Is we're watching 6 months into like Falling Down.
Right.
You know, this is who's in Falling Down? Is it
Aristotle. Look it up, Aristotle.
It's Michael Douglas? Is it Michael Douglas? Who's in Falling Down? Who's the lead? Who's the lead?
Who's the lead?
Get some cable internet, man. Get fiber optics.
Aristotle. Okay.
It's Falling Down. It's okay. Essentially a man who's had something terrible happen, and he's crumbling, and he's emotionally wrecked, and he's doing this. That's pang of that. But then you're like,
I know,
oh,
yeah,
he's
that's
just
the thing.
Intense.
I think it's. I think you're nodding your head. Michael
yeah,
Douglas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Okay, Michael, boo. I got you, dude.
I got you, bro.
See you at home, my dude.
Uh-huh. I think there's so much. I think that's like there's so much of a roidy. It's the roids. The
there definitely
roids.
Seems a roidness. There definitely seems like he fully admitted to. Yeah. He's a bully guy, and he probably was a bully in high school. He seems yeah. like a self-admitted
alpha
bully man.
Yeah.
We would have gotten along great in middle school.
Oh my God. Oh. You guys would have been peas in a pod.
You guys would have been
2 peas in a pod.
I would have been the mouth, and if everyone came at me, he'd step in because he's like, that's my boy. I love making fun of myself.
I love the idea of you two as like best friends.
Chatties.
And then he would have your back. He would have your back. He'd be like, nobody messes with Thomas.
Yeah.
You don't mess with Thomas. Thomas is my boy.
Yeah, yeah. I would be Daniel to him.
Oh my God. No.
Daniel.
Daniel hasn't gotten enough airtime on our podcast. What I am obsessed. His tour. I have a long torso naturally. His torso
he's
when
got
he
a
is
nice, long
when
he's a swimmer's body.
Is that what it is?
It's a swimmer's body. Yeah, I know. I have one of those. It's not as hulking as any one of the Bachelors, except for what's his name, Wells.
Wells. We all have crushes on Wells. We like Wells the best.
Yeah, he's a cute skinny guy.
But like. The Daniel.
Damn, Daniel.
Daniel.
I remember that first episode.
Oh, my God.
He's getting crazy. He's jumping in the pool. And I remember thinking, like, of course it's the fucking Canadian one. And then the other Canadian guy, the Asian guy who was perpetually sweating.
Yeah, oh, my God, I know.
I was like, dude, Canada,
be cool.
Help me out here. I mean, we did have a Bachelorette before, but, like,
Caitlin.
And actually a few others, but
no,
damn.
It was – I liked Daniel's sweetness of, like – he was drawn to Chad like he was like a little puppy drawn to him. Like he had like such like a man friend crush. And then he realized that you could see Daniel's a good guy and he doesn't want to go down with the Chad ship.
Yeah. And he's in his limited capacity to express himself did say, hey, buddy, maybe don't be like Hitler, you know, or like Mussolini. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, let's say you're Hitler.
I can't be. He's essentially, if you're Hitler, I can't be Mussolini, but that came out so fucked
up.
And Chad's like, dude, don't call me Hitler.
I loved it. Let's say you're Hitler. Let's not say I'm Hitler. Let's just say you are. Let's not say I am. It was the best, like...
Incredible.
And it's also, like, I loved that he was trying to communicate, and he actually had a few references that were, like, Hitler's a pretty well-known guy, but, like, that he went to, like, Mussolini. I felt like, I was, like...
Well done.
Well done,
I also liked it when he played a little prank on Evan. Remember?
Oh, my God.
He was like, I'm going to be nude, and then it's like, don't worry, I'm not. And Evan is... Evan.
Evan.
He's almost as bad as Chad, but he doesn't have a redeeming quality. He's just a little rat, dude.
It's like, what the fuck do you think is? You know what he said? Don't poke the Chad bear. You keep poking the Chad bear.
Everybody's poking the Chad bear, but he's doing it's just like a little.
Such a little bitch about it.
Yeah, he's been a bitch.
He's been a little bitch with his dumb hair, and it's like.
And I want to like him because he's probably out of all those guys like. He could be here at Meltdown, buying a comic.
Yeah.
And so it's like, hey, man.
I know. Be cool.
He's such a nerd, dude. No. Maybe Chad does need to beat you up a little bit.
Well, that was the other thing was when Chad.
Which is how I feel at Comic-Con every time I go. I'm like, we need a couple bullies here to keep these dudes in check because they're being too big of nerds.
Well, I felt like when Chad spoke as the truth teller that he was, when he said to her, you're not really into him. And she was like, what? What do you mean? She's like, you're not fucking for real giving this dude a rose. And then
he just
called
him. Tact, though. That's the thing he was lacking. But he's right. He's like, you gotta be kidding me? Because there is no way that they would ever end up together. No. She's doing this as a statement of this. And also probably producers being like, you gotta give it to Nerdlinger. But, There was a moment of it was unbelievable. I was going to go somewhere, but
that's okay.
I jumped off the train.
I have two more people to tell you who are going to be a bachelor, which are exciting.
Okay.
Jubilee. War veteran.
Oh, Jubilee.
Jubes.
Is the finest.
Oh, my God.
I think she's the sexiest woman all the days.
In her little bikini dancing for Ben.
She's got tats. She's complicated.
Yeah.
What I feel about Jubilee is...
Tell me, Thomas.
And I've told this... to my wife even, so this is not speaking out of turn.
Please.
I feel, and this is probably incredibly insensitive and showing how racially ignorant I am, but I feel like where's she from, Miami or something that?
Yeah,
she probably gets...
Haiti and then Miami.
Yeah, but lives in Miami. She probably gets dudes what up, girl? It's so bro-y and duty and all that kind of stuff, and she probably would love me to introduce her to Elliot Smith and Nick Drake.
Oh my God.
And we'll go to a Steph and Steven concert I can bond over in Neutral Milk Hotel and be like, see, look, and show her a comic book store and be like, look, hey, you want to see an improv comedy show? And she'd be like, what the fuck is that? And then go and be like, I love it.
Yes.
And she probably just needs creative, weird, sensitive, nerdy
let's
guy
pretend
to,
in a different
show her world.
If your wife was never born, if she didn't exist and you had a chance,
I would
run away with Jubilee.
I would definitely try and get a number. I would be like, would you ever consider this first? Because maybe she is into the muscle dudes, and then I'm
No, she liked Ben. I agree with you. I do agree with you. I actually think that she has a strength there, but there is this vulnerability, and she needs a guy
She's emotional.
And I think that you showing her, taking her to UCB or Meltdown, I love the idea of you taking her to...
Just go on a couple dates to be like, look, sensitive kids exist. I can help you.
I like that idea.
But I never can because I'm stuck married to a really incredible girl.
I'm so sorry.
Sucks.
I'm so sorry. Well, I'm hoping that do you think... So now, right now, it's not going to be... Jubilee and Chad are going to butt heads because they're both alpha.
Oof.
And then there's Jubilee and Jared.
That is maybe.
But here's the other one. They're bringing back the single mom, Amanda, from last year. She made it to the final. Man. It's like, why do you keep leaving your kids?
Who lamented about not can't standing leaving your kids.
Why do you keep leaving your kids, boo?
Well, did you see the time when Ben visited?
Oh, my God.
I tell you. I'll tell you why.
I gotta say, part of me feels like Jared and Amanda might hook up for a little bit, and then he won't be able to deal. They'll send the kids down.
Yeah.
And then they'll send Ashley I in to come weep as she's falling in love with Amanda.
Yeah, but the thing is,
Jubilee. Jubilee's a good addition. Jubilee, Lace, Chad, that's a solid cast.
That's turning out to be pretty rad.
That's a pretty rad cast.
I hope... she won't, but I hope Claire comes back. But she won't.
Oh my God.
For the more Clairepocalypse.
Oh my God, Claire?
But she won't. I feel like last Bachelor in Paradise, she was like, what am I doing?
Well, I felt
what
like.
What am I doing on the show? Oh, she's been convinced to be on the show again. She's like, I gotta stop.
Well, what is. Yeah, her. You could see that she is a hot lady, but the fact that she wasn't getting picked, her fucking. Her rose ceremony behavior was really out of hand.
She reminds me of someone I know, though. I'm not going to lie. out on the on the internet, but like I know that personality.
Yeah.
She's just like, if you just chilled out for a little bit, your inner beauty would match your outer, and everyone would be like, see how beautiful and awesome you are. But instead, you're this like. Downstairs like, I cut my own hair. I'm I'm beautiful now. Isn't that what you want? And you're like, whoa, chill. We were all cool with you before. Everybody chill. But she's also like kind of, she feels a bit more like a white wine drunk mom.
Yes.
Like she gets a couple wines and she's like, oh, look at you. You're just salsa and I could take my chip and dip
you're right.
You. And you're like, oh, mom, chill.
Yeah, you're right. She's like, I'm just being bad. I'm just my girls and I'm getting bad. I got my Chablis and I'm good to go.
Yeah. She's probably crazy. I feel a little catty because I bet all these people are really nice, lovely people. And I'm sorry. We're just having fun.
Did you watch the wedding between Jade and Tanner?
Yes.
Me too.
Did I watch the wedding between Jade and Tanner? No, I watched the wedding between, what's his name, and Big Old Titties.
Give old titties.
Big Old Jugs.
Jade and Tanner.
No, I'm talking,
Paul Scheer was at the wedding, right? Wasn't he there? As was... Burning Love. Ken Marino was there. They were both at the wedding. They were there. They were at the wedding.
So they got married?
They got married.
So quick.
Okay.
How can anyone think this is okay?
You know who else is coming back, Thomas?
Who?
Carly. Carly's coming back for another round. How did you feel? That was the thing.
I want to like Carly. Because she's a performer. She's part of us. She's one of our tribe.
Yeah, right. Sure.
And I do like her. But when she breaks into song,
oh my God.
I want to stare at the ground and wait for it to be over because that is so uncomfortable.
She sang at Tanner and Jade's wedding, and she serenaded them, and it made me really uncomfortable.
As anyone who just is like, can I sing? Like that, no. If you ever have that inclination, don't.
How do you feel about James Taylor?
James Taylor, he's so positive. I don't know anyone that positive. He's like a Disney baby or something. Like he's just so positive.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
Bless him. I mean, he's really handsome. He's cute, but he's fun.
He's sweet. He's
a sweetie, but you know, he can't. Who's that positive?
All right, I'm going to tell you.
And a musician.
Here's another thing that we learned. So the front runner is Jordan Rogers.
Yeah.
So Katie,
who's quarterback for both teams.
Well, oh my God, that was
insane.
By the way, like it's so clear.
Like the quarterback, like A to just be the if there was no quarterback and one guy got picked to be the quarterback, you're like, yes, I'm the quarterback. You know what happens? The quarterback always gets the girl. Some like line like that, and then dude is guaranteed quarterback.
He's
guaranteed in both.
Yeah,
to win.
I know, and you're like, why do you need to come on the show? Like you clearly get girls.
He must. Plow puss all day.
He's got to be a massive poonanny just coming at him.
Yeah, his phone's got to be blowing up. Just pussy pics being like, come get it.
Come get it. Here's a little puss pic. Come get it.
Yeah. He
you know, he's swimming in poon. Poon.
He's probably not even on Tinder. He's probably on that, like, the Tinder for celebs, whatever the fuck that's called.
Oh, yeah. I just learned about that.
He's probably on that
Just learned about that. I bet he is. I just learned about that. There's
that dude's nasty.
Okay, but you'll enjoy this. On October 20th, 2014, Rogers was signed as a member of the BC Lions practice roster.
Oh.
After attending the team's mini camp in April of 2015, he abruptly quit, hold please, to pursue a career in television and to star in the Las Vegas cast of the musical Damn Yankees. I'm sorry.
What?
True story. True story. That's from Katie. We got it. We've been waiting to. We saved this
so
for you.
He gave up a beautiful career in the Canadian Football League
to star
in a goddamn musical
in the Las Vegas.
Can he sing? Can he dance?
I don't know.
This has got to come up. Do the producers of The Bachelorette know this?
Well, if they've been redacting and listening, maybe.
Oh my God!
Can you handle what?
So he does so. Huh.
The Las Vegas, he quit abruptly to go be in the Las Vegas version of the musical Damn Yankees.
I wonder if he was like a cameo. I don't know anything about football. Like,
I don't
was
either.
He
I don't
was
know
he
anything.
When he was playing was he I know he's like the brother of the
He's
Aaron
the brother
Rodgers.
Of the best.
So is he kind of like, is he recognizable if he's, like, I wonder if he was a walk-on and it's like, there's Rogers, and he's there. Or if he's, well, he's the star.
Yeah.
He'd have to be the song and dance man.
Isn't that?
I hope this is, I hope there's a challenge.
Aristotle, will somehow. You Google, do you mind Googling Jordan Rogers, Damn Yankees? Here's the other thing we have not discussed. Ben Higgins, last year's Bachelor, has announced that he's running for Republican Senate in Colorado.
Okay. Well, the gloves are off, pal. I always, okay. I was literally, when you said Ben Rogers, I was gonna, Ben Higgins, I was going to be like, you know, that guy started off as this, but then he won me over. Fuck you, you Republican piece of shit. Oh, this is a great time to go get behind the Republican Party with Trump looming. Fuck you. You just show your true colors. You're more bland than white bread dipped in fucking skim milk. You're soggy skim milk soaked white bread with the crust cut off.
It's also like, it said he was like an IT guy or something. Like, what? You see, you pick. You
know, Caitlin was like, have you ever had sex before? She thought he was a virgin at one point. And I get it, because the guy was like asexual.
I forgot about that. Have you ever?
I mean, she had to flat out ask him, be like, wait, are you a virgin?
Oh my God, he wore a lot of cowl neck sweaters too. You're right. Are you?
God, I was going to give him a little bit of props, man. I'm sure you're a great guy. I'm sure you're very nice. You've made America believe you're very nice.
Oh my God, you're right.
But I'm sure your policies, should you be elected, will contradict that.
Caitlin had to ask if he'd ever had sex before.
I mean, of course he's a Republican.
And I get the feeling, that his lady that he picked is still like, yeep, fuck. Now that JoJo's on and everyone's like, JoJo's so sexy, like that he's like, that I feel like.
Wait, who did he pick again?
That boring girl, the blonde girl, Lauren.
Oh, I didn't think she was that boring. The whole time I was like, that will never work. I mean, if she keeps her career, is it? You know this girl's international. She's an airline stewardess.
Yeah.
She's fine. She'll be she's international.
She's fine.
So it's like, cool, you're in Hong Kong, and then this and that and this and that, and I'll see you one day out of a month.
Yeah. No, it won't work. It's not going to work. Oh, my God. Thomas, this has been such a pleasure. I have to say.
Beyond frustrating.
I mean, you know what was really good? Because it was like, it wasn't on last night. I didn't have anybody to talk to about this, and I'm so glad.
We kind of did like a recap, like a best of.
Well, but
like,
we also,
hey, do you remember when?
But we also did, but we also announced Bachelor in Paradise. I mean,
we did.
This is, who are you rooting for this season?
Who am I rooting for?
Do you like
for?
Chase, that who had the sexy yoga with her?
Oh, no, he's kind of.
He's boring.
He's a bit boring.
I like Wells.
I like Wells.
He'll never get
JoJo
it.
Will never pick Wells.
No. Are you into JoJo? Do you think she's hot?
I think she's hot when she's kind of going more au naturel.
When she's not Tejas?
She's very beautiful. When she was in the kind of at the end with Ben and they were at the tropical setting or whatever, her freckles were coming out.
Yeah, she was so cute. Sun,
that is premium.
She was adorable also when they went to Chicago and they were at Wrigley Field and she was in the little Cubs outfit and she was really cute, like the little baseball jersey.
Bless her.
She's got a great bod.
Great bod. Great bod. I hope she finds happiness. And let's see. Who's on this
I'll show you our here's
do you have
who's
cast
left.
Lineup?
I do. I have the cast lineup. Here's who's left.
Because I think the quarterback's going to win, I think.
You think so in the end?
I do, unless somehow all the guys decide to gang up on him
feel
and like
free,
spread
rumors. You scroll down.
Alex, the one, I like Alex, what he's done for the country, but he's also kind of a little bitch too. Like he's a little gossipy, kind of little birdie. All of them are a bit. It's great how they all turn into birdies.
Oh my God, I love that they gave Chad the largest machete on earth and him a little axe.
I like Derek, the John Krasinski.
You like him,
handsome John Krasinski.
You like him,
not that John Krasinski's not handsome.
But I don't feel like he has sex appeal. But you like him. He actually stood up to Chad though, which I liked. He legit stood up to Chad
and was in a very like calm way about.
Yeah, he was a man that he gained points for me in that moment.
I like how the ones that are gone are in black and white.
I know.
It's like, did you ever see this reality show? It was a couple years ago called The Quest.
No, what was it about?
It was like LARPing, but It was on ABC.
What's LARPing?
Live action role playing. Like, okay. People had to like dress in outfits and do challenges. It was so weird.
Was it fun?
I loved it. It won't ever. It's not going to come back because like America didn't love LARPing. Who knew? when they got eliminated, they were like, whoosh, and their like faces were projected to these holograms on like the Hall of Heroes.
Ooh,
and stuff.
I like
this
that.
Reminds me of that. James.
What I also like when you go on, because
I think Jordan and Luke are front runners. I loved Saint Nick.
Yeah.
And I can't believe he got eliminated. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
He's not blacked out.
He's not blacked out. He should be blacked out.
He got a great jawline.
Yeah, he was cute.
Yeah.
I you know what? They also call them contestants, which is the best. Like they really they call it, rather than bachelors, they're called contestants.
Yeah. Vinny's not gonna last. He's a great guy.
He's a hairdresser.
And I said James F. is probably not gonna last.
Which one's
he's the Jersey boxer guy.
Oh, I like his voice. I'd like him to, because I have insomnia. I would like him to like read me a bedtime story. He's got a nice voice.
Or at least like come over and like be friends with your dad.
Like braid my hair and hang out with my dad.
Yeah. Totally. He could totally be friends with my dad. Actually, not my dad. He'd be like, I don't know what to make of him. I think Ali's probably out. He's very nice.
Yeah, Ali's probably out. I think he actually is out. I think he is out.
Oh, okay.
So you think it's going to be, you like Derek. You think it's going to come down to final two, Derek and Jordan?
No, final two is Luke and Jordan.
Interesting. I'm going to say final two,
I think James Taylor is going to go far.
Yeah.
And I think... Derek's gonna go far.
Me too.
But I think America and JoJo want to see these kind of like they want to see the dark brooding Luke.
Yeah,
and they want to see the all-star quarterback.
Oh my God, I agree with you. And then it's gonna be the quarterback Thomas. Such a pleasure.
Oh, we really. I got mean, into I already.
I
am the same way. It's like I bottle it in because it's not okay for me to like this.
Can I just tell you?
I've mentioned it on like social media, and people say, "Hey, you've lost points with me."
No. Honestly, I already liked you to begin with, but I feel like we've really. You know, we'd love to have you back when we have like a real, like maybe a finale or something. We need to talk about it. Like
just
a real.
Get it out.
But I've already liked you to begin with, and now I really feel like we've been through something here.
Yeah, it's been intense.
Okay.
Well, if any contestants or anyone's listened to this and they felt like we've been catty, I do want to apologize.
Likewise.
We're just all having fun with the show.
Yeah.
And we're all great. It is sad. To find out that you're a strong enough Republican, Ben, to run for office just because I disagree so strongly with the Republican Party politics. I hope you fail miserably at that attempt and that you realize that that's the wrong party to align yourself with. In fact, we should get a third one that's a little bit more left than this moderate. It will go. Just reconsider your stance.
When does the next season of Silicon Valley start?
It's in the middle of airing right now, so the next one will be whatever.
Do you have anything else you want to promote? Anything that you don't have to?
In terms of promotion, not real. Well, when does this air? When does this go out?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Well, if you're in Los Angeles, there's this. It's a place called the Silent Movie Theater, better known as CineFamily.
Yes, CineFamily.
And I am screening this movie, I've been tweeting about it, called The Blood of Heroes.
Ooh.
It is a post-apocalyptic sort of Mad Max-y style movie, but it's a sports movie.
Yes!
And it's got Rutger Hauer in it, Vincent D'Onofrio's in
it. Did you write it?
No, this is an 80s, this is like an 80s kind of B-movie.
Yes.
But it's actually really good. It's an A movie in my
book.
It's one of these movies that you may go into it being like expecting to laugh at it, but it's genuinely a treat.
Yes.
One of my favorite movies of all time. We have a 35mm print.
Wow.
We're gonna be screening it. Enjoy. Come
what
fun.
Night is that?
That's Saturday night at CineFamily.
Okay, that's Saturday night at CineFamily. I will be, if you're in LA, Thursday night at Meltdown. Jonah Ray and I will be hosting the Tinkle Twins. Matt Bronger will be there. That's at 9. And then I'll be doing stand-up in Salt Lake this weekend at Wise Guys.
Wise Guys!
And then I'm doing a play that John Ross Bowie wrote, and it's with Josh Brenner, who's also on Silicon Valley. It's about the Ramones. It's all of July at the Bootleg Theater. You can get tickets at bootlegtheater.com. I'm Arden Marine, along with Thomas Middleditch. What a pleasure. Thomas, thank you so much for coming on. We were so excited to have you. And I hope that Jubilee accepts your rose if should something ever happen to your wife.
Yeah, well, let's hope not, because I am happily married. But Jubilee.
You can keep talking.
Listen to this song and you'll... You'll understand.
This is going out to Jubilee.
Yeah, this one's going out to Jubilee for
that. That was really fun.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.